So now it's time for the practice for point five. We've been using these practices to explore the deeper essence qualities of the types. So all of these are in some sense exploring what happens when our centers come together. And so in each case, we've been beginning with the body and bringing in the heart and then quieting the mind. So we're going to do that again here. So first off, find the breath. Take those luxurious breaths. Sense into the body. And let's remember here that for point five, we might think of sensation as the experience of contact. So as I breathe and sense, how does it deepen the feeling of being in contact with myself? Very important here in point five. That sensation starts to be experienced as if the molecules of my attention were touching each other, like there's an internal field of contact. And just notice where in the body that is stronger and be with that. As we are aware of these areas, they will tend to deepen and fill in to other areas, bringing the body back to life. And we bring a quality of gentleness and patience, kindness, that's also part of that contactfulness. My heart is also in contact. Brings a sense of the awareness that I am a living being here now, not just an idea. And like the two, there's a preciousness to this being, that this being here matters. And as you feel established in more presence and breath and contact, bring your attention to your forehead, to the area between your eyes and slightly above your eyebrows, where we might put a bindi if we were decorating ourselves in Indian tradition. This is associated in Eastern traditions with the third eye. It's the place of knowing, the place of realization, of seeing truth. But notice the more I'm in contact with body, breath, contact with heart, the more this point between my eyes is easier to experience, and it actually starts to feel like a kind of concentration and perhaps even a kind of brightness. It's like things actually look brighter. I may or may not have a visual about that, but there can be a feeling of that concentration. So I just let myself be with that for a moment. all of us are granted access to knowing and to realizing the truth. And as our centers start to work together, this illuminating power, this inner vision begins to awaken. This is not just a metaphysical experience. If I pay attention to this in life, I'll see when I make a breakthrough in understanding, whether it's philosophical or scientific or about my relationship. There is a sense of this part of my body lighting up. But by being present with it in this field of contact, I'm empowering this place of knowing. I'm inviting the power of wisdom to illuminate my experience. There can sometimes be a tendency to try to turn down the perception of this by locking up my neck. So really do your best to keep your spine supple. Bring in some of that one energy and the skull loose and relaxed on the top of your spine so that things don't lock up there. And then this illuminating capacity will stay supported by the contactful presence of my body and heart. And as I'm ready to step out of this formal practice, to remember that by walking through my life in more contact with breath and sensation and the qualities of heart, that will support the emergence of more and more of this insight, illumination, wisdom.